Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Apparently it was very bad last night and I slept through all of it. Yeah, my wife is very unimpressed with me this morning. That's probably not due to the weather.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Timmy's good. He's fun to watch. I enjoy watching him. He's one of my favorites.
And James Strebel.
I tried to grow a mustache one time and it was hilarious. I had four hairs on one side of my nose and five on the other.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Dan, how many extra steps is Drew Timmy allowed?
The reason he might get an extra step or two along the way is because his footwork is so good. And so the officials looking at it, he's getting over his right shoulder with that left-hand hook time after time after time. And the official, I think, would have to say, well, wow, his footwork is so great. There's no way he could have traveled. Yeah. So, you know, if you're good at something, you know, you get away with it. The officials will respect that.
That makes you want to vomit.
Is that Danis like my frenemy? Is that what he is?
It's an odd frenemy.
Yeah, it is.
I like that's where you are in your life. You might be right. That's
like
what he is.
A frenemy to me.
Has he done anything to be your friend?
Well, that's the other thing.
I did one show with him.
He bought you beer, right? Did he buy you beer?
He and Mike Pratt did. Yeah, they bought us beer and they gave me some vodka shooters.
Oh, I didn't know about the vodka shooters, did I?
Oh, yeah, it was at the...
Mike Pratt got you a vodka shooter?
He gave me like five of them.
Oh, I don't remember at all. I remember the beer.
We were at the Standard Golf Club, and Mike Pratt walked up, and he had a handful of them. He's like, you like vodka? And I was like, I'll drink it. And he's like, well, how about some of these?
I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah, Dave's just going, ho, 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 in the background. So, yeah,
well,
like
good.
A little bag. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike Pratt.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, poor Mike. We love Mike.
We love Mike.
437-968 UPS Jobs text line. 5 o'clock hour here presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. You can Cox'sLouisville.com. Okay, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because there's a...
What?
There's a tweet that I want to play, but it's very sophomoric.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's about
like
something
that
happened in Florida. Hang on. Let me get done with this.
Okay.
Cox'sLouisville.com. Get ready for your weekend, all the games and everything else. Those Evergreen locations, that great craft beer selection. Cox'sLouisville.com. All right? Mm-hmm. You good about that?
They're
delivering.
Yeah, so they deliver.
Wednesday cigar special, they got you covered. There's a piece of sound here that's been retweeted.
Okay.
That something happened in Florida.
Oh, Florida's popping right now. Spring break, so
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, Fort
this
Lauderdale.
This was in the legislative branch.
Oh, wow!
This.
So this isn't like
free... No. I'm just gonna play this.
Okay,
I'm just gonna do it off my microphone. If this sounds bad, give me a second, okay? And then we'll go on with Ken Francis, who is bidding on Lamar Jackson's behalf. At least I hope he is.
I hope so too.
Waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent. Waves in opposition. Holden Hiscock is also an opponent. Waves in opposition.
Oh boy. I guess they don't have a text line in the Florida legislature.
Power hour. Power hour.
Going to the Yum Center
going
right
to the
now.
Yum Center. Power hour.
I'm a Bama fan.
There
what,
you go.
This isn't fine, Bob.
This is not fine, Bob.
This ain't Paul.
Take a call. Take a call, you coward.
You got to take Lenny from Auburn's call.
You got to take Lenny from Auburn. 437-9680. Can I just say...
They read that in the legislature.
Is that a no vote?
Oh, man, the Holden one's good.
That's the best one.
Of course it's the best one.
That's Bashir.
Matt Nemus. Dina reads it the next morning. Oh,
I gotta go to bed for my friend Jason Nemus. The dirty trick you played on him.
He said it. He's a dick. He said it.
We didn't have Tupac Shakur.
Oh, goodness.
He had apologized for that one.
At some point, Justin, we're going to play this Levis sound just because it's boring. We should play it at the end of the mixtape.
Yeah, like everyone's just waiting for the crescendo.
Just five minutes. Just before we get to NCAA tournament action.
You all
want to
hear
minutes.
About the games? No, you will not. You will hear five minutes of Levis.
You will hear Will left us talking to Stacey Dales.
You want to hear Louie and Issel arguing about something? You get Will Levis.
All right, so if you're just joining us, Strebel's been battling BBN Twitter. BBN is in a nervous spot in their lives where they think everyone's leaving.
Yeah.
No one's going to be there next year. They're panicked for the big year next year that's going to make or break absolutely nothing, but they don't know that yet. They'll learn that as we go.
Yes.
Drew Timmy, dominant hero, American folklore, top 50 college basketball player of all time. Ready to go to the Final Four again. We've talked about that. Who can win the tournament? A bunch of sound. We will get to it. Mixtape in a half an hour. I just, real quick. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, or maybe 2 days ago, I almost got hot takey on the Lamar stuff where I'm like, yo, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
And then last night happened. And now I love every bit of it.
Ken Francis, baby.
And so last night, all these NFL gas bag reporters are putting out there, and it's obviously true, that the NFL has released to all 32 teams to not talk to Ken Francis, who may be trying to negotiate on the behalf of Lamar Jackson.
He's been banned.
And Ken Francis is not an NFLPA, you know, certified agent.
Right.
And if there was a twist on this story, a dude named Ken Francis on behalf of Lamar Jackson, and it's like, I'm sorry, I told Blank this. I'm like, I believe Schefter in the NFL.
Oh, 100%.
I believe this guy reached out.
That's their job.
Whether Lamb knew it, I believe this absolutely happened.
It's not just Schefter. I mean, it's like Todd McShay. It's
Todd.
Yeah, I mean, it's Todd. It's everybody. They're all reporting this, so you know it's legit. How sad is Lee Baker? Thank God he's in Nashville. Because he would be torn up and distraught. Because he's
with a man bed.
He battles for
Lamar.
In a
Taylor Swift apartment.
Yeah, he's looking
smooching up in a man bed.
Anybody know what their favorite like?
The guy named Cody from Philly.
Cody. They have Vineyard Vines in Philly too. I thought that was a Southern thing.
So did you see the business that Ken? Okay, so Lamar put this on Twitter. He and Ken, like he acknowledged it, are dropping a thing called the entire gym. Did you
I haven't seen this.
Strebel, you haven't seen this?
No. I did not see this. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, and listen, I am now, like, I'm having fun with it, but I'm like, Lamar? Lamar?
Yeah, come on, guys.
Don't lose your money. We Ken Francis.
We like you, Lamar.
Okay, Ken Francis. Florida man, that's how it was. Florida man Ken Francis.
Florida man?
When you see that.
Oh, something's going to happen.
This is a portable gym. It's got like little wheels and it's got a shake weight.
So this is his like
it's
business.
It's got a yoga mat and a shake weight. I think some speakers.
Lamar.
All right, so you want to see it?
Yeah.
All right, so it's called the entire gym. The entire gym. Oh. It has Lamar Jackson.
Oh, it is Lamar Jackson.
He's walking out to
a football field.
He's got shake weight.
Oh, no.
He's doing crunches.
And he's throwing the football.
Then he threw a football. Now he's doing a crunch with another shake weight.
Oh, no.
And then there's a woman with a resistance band.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And then he's got two weights.
He's doing bicycle kicks.
And he's doing a bicycle kick like Liu Kang.
Look at this workout.
The woman is doing a shake weight exercise as well. There's a fake iPad attached.
Lamar, no. How do you let Ken Francis finagle in into this?
Well, I think Ken Francis is the biggest get right now in sports talk radio.
Yes.
I think
yes.
he is. No, I'm not. I would imagine
here.
Like Lebatard show and like other shows have producers trying to track down Ken Francis.
Right. Is it an exclusive interview with Ken Francis who's
100%
negotiating on behalf of Lamar Jackson and his
well, he
baby.
At least reached out to two teams.
And his baby's the Shake Weight gym.
The entire gym.
The entire gym was portable.
There was a woman doing a Shake Weight.
Yeah. Where was the Shake Weight going? Where was that Shandy? Where was that Shake Weight?
It's thrusting. You sound unhealthy, and you're not unhealthy. You sound.
I'm not.
You sound like you smoke Pall Malls outside the Liquor Barn Studios.
That was a great video. If you've not seen the
Lamar.
Entire gym video, I've not seen that before. That was great. Lamar's doing bicycle kicks, and he gets up and throws like a dart.
In 50 yards
down the field. I hope Lamar gets all the money now. Like, I hope this works out for Lamar Jackson. What a great story.
Texas says, my text group found this. Ken Francis, here's his picture. Okay, that's just a white. That's how you, no, Ken Francis is, he's
like a bald white guy.
No, he looks like he drinks Monster Energy.
Yeah, no,
like, if I saw Ken Francis, I'm like, this dude loves gas station, Monster Energy.
Right.
And then what do you get with those? A Fritos?
Oh,
perhaps a Slim Jim?
Yeah, Takis. Those are you can get some Takis with that. Yeah,
Justin,
absolutely.
Help me here. You're in the South End. When you get a Monster.
I think Doritos are usually the go-to. Doritos, Monster, Mountain Dew. Yeah, I love
Code Red.
Mountain Dew Cold Red.
I had a buddy. I had a buddy that like was addicted to Code Red.
I
drank it like maybe more than Locke. Like
a
it's
little
close.
Too much.
Yeah, like more than Locke maybe.
At the back of my fat days, like I could sit and crush an entire party sized bag of Doritos.
Who could?
With no like no thought.
Which red blooded American couldn't do that? Like
it's,
honestly,
it's the best chip. I'm with you. It's the best. But no, Ken Francis. I think the first picture I saw of him was Barstool put it out. And I looked at it.
Well, why are you retweeting Barstool? You're battling Barstool. You come douchebags and stuff.
No, just Portnoy. No, just him.
I thought you hated the whole thing.
No, I don't hate the whole thing. Like, I like PFT Commenter and,
okay.
Like, Big Cat, some of the
guys.
Well,
you're picking and choosing. Okay.
I am picking and choosing.
All right, fine.
But, yeah, I'm
trying to find his picture again.
It's Portnoy. It was. I saw it last night as soon as I left the show.
Who is Ken Francis?
Who is
the Sporting
Ken
News
Francis?
Has something.
No, this is the first pictures of poor Lamar Jackson. He looks sad in that picture.
You think this guy did this though? He's like, sorry, Lamar, I did.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. What does it say? Saint Omni versus Ken Francis. What is that all about?
Listen, I'm church on Ken Francis.
What's Saint Omni?
I have no idea. You tell me. You're Catholic.
I don't know.
Speaking of Catholic, I think Diener was talking to some Brahms.
Oh really?
I think today.
You
yes.
Do a fish fry with the Brahms.
I don't know.
There's fish fry?
Yeah. What's the one tonight? Keith Pointer was talking about.
Well, I know they're all over the city.
Have his wife drive him. Which one? What's? I don't know. Keith lives out there in the South End.
Is he going to the Notre Dame one?
That's not Notre Dame. It's Notre Dame too.
Oh no, there's a school out there called Notre Dame Academy.
Is there really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you can't come up with something else.
There's Notre Dame Academy. There's St. Andrew. There's St. Paul. I mean, which fish fry are you going to, Keith?
Francis has said, "I don't speak for Lamar."
Okay, yeah.
I'm trying to just find his picture because the guy looked like he would wear a bandana,
Live Strong bracelets,
too louder than life.
Yeah, he had multiple Live Strong bracelets.
That's him right there.
In the yes,
oh, he is a bald guy.
Yes, he is.
He's a gym guy.
He's totally a gym guy. Monster energy drink guy. He's a motivational speaker. He's going to tell you how you should be living your life, and these are the seven steps to getting to the
Ken
best.
Ken Francis
you.
Looks like sleaze.
Oh,
I don't 100%. Know. I don't know any other way to say it. Lamar.
I don't. Lamar. How did you?
Come
get
on, Lamb.
This?
Lamb.
Lamar. I mean, you're talented. You're a great football player. What are you doing? Why?
Texas says Ken Francis is 100% Sneaky Pete.
He looks like Miami. That's what he looks like. Miami. That's what he looks like. Miami. Miami Hurricanes. He belongs
Miami
on.
Hurricanes.
He belongs on the Hurricanes payroll. That's where. That's what he looks like.
I don't disagree.
What
with
was that
you.
Guy's name? Nevitt Nema. Oh gosh, who is the guy that went to jail? Was handing out all the bags before it was legal. Oh my gosh.
Nevin, right?
Nevin, yeah, Nevin Shapiro.
Nevin,
he looks like Nevin Shapiro.
Saint Bernard.
Yes.
Thank you, Louis Rabeau.
Oh, okay, Saint Bernard's. Okay.
Is that good?
I've never been to that fish fry. No, I don't know.
Louis can't go to the Lou City match. He offered tickets.
Oh, really? Why can't he go?
He's got family things.
Oh, okay. I can't. I'm doing the fundraiser tomorrow. I can't. I have to work.
He's having surgery. I mean, would you want
Louis?
Me to do?
Oh,
no,
know.
He's not. No, he's
oh,
not.
Okay.
I'm just saying you put me on the spot there.
I was worried.
You should have been worried.
I don't want
he's got the free booze and everything, right?
I know. I would love to go to that, but no, I'm working that 4 to 9 p.m. tomorrow night, so it's like right in the sweet spot.
It's a terrible shift.
I'll be fine.
You can be drinking?
Yeah.
Your wife driving you home?
Well, of course. There's barbecue there. There's all kinds of good stuff.
Texas says, did Schriebel mail the white powder to the Manhattan DA office? Did that happen today?
That did happen today, yes.
Isn't that's old? Wait a minute. That's way old school. What?
That's back during the late 90s, early 2000s when they were
doing
that.
That's 20 years ago at least, right?
Yeah, so apparently he received a death threat letter and...
a letter.
He got a letter and there was white powder on the letter. So what was that? What was that? Anthrax?
Anthrax.
It was anthrax. It was the anthrax scare of the 2000s. Yeah, so yeah, that happened today. No, it wasn't me that did that. Of course not.
Texas says the only thing this show needs is more Timmy, so give me Timmy.
Well, you can go watch replays of Timmy. I'm sure they're all over ESPN.
Texas says Timmy is what Issel would be in today's game.
No, Issel was way better than Timmy. Way better than Timmy. Better rebounder.
Is Issel better than Timmy? Are we sure?
Yes. Oh, 100% better rebounder.
You sure about
scorer,
that? Right. But
yeah, absolutely. He was,
I mean, the game's changed, though.
He is bigger than Timmy.
I mean, Timmy's playing against better players.
Is he? Portland has better players? Does Portland beat Timmy?
Does Portland have better players than what year?
Tennessee in the
1960s. In the
1968. Does Portland have better players than Tennessee in 68?
Texas says Francis looks like he wears Affliction. Absolutely. He looks like he owns it.
Yeah. He owns Ed Hardy.
Texas says I'm at O'Shea's. Haven't seen a UK fan, but I've seen a lot of Louisville fans shocked. Oh, boy.
Oh,
okay.
O'Shea's. How about
that? I like that.
Me, too. I haven't been to O'Shea's in years.
All right, so let's play this from last night.
Okay.
Here is, oh goodness, I can't remember the two guys on CBS. I think it's Clark Kellogg. Oh, and I can't remember who else.
Kenny the Jet Smith.
And they're talking to Charlie Baker on NIL.
Okay.
This is the new the leader of the NCAA.
Yes.
And then you'll get a little Charles Barkley on the back end.
Hell yeah!
His reaction. He's totally right.
Who officially assumed his position earlier this month?
It's
Clark
Hardy.
And I spoke with him earlier.
Greg Gumbel asked about his number one
priority moving forward.
Well, there is this basketball tournament that landed just about the same time I landed. I think the other thing I would speak to specifically is trying to create some what I would call consumer protections for families and student athletes around name, image, and likeness, which one of the ADs referred to as the only thing that's true about it at this point is everybody lies. Mm-hmm. So I would love to create some transparency and accountability around that so that families actually know what they're getting into. And I would really like to see some sort of uniform standard contract so that when somebody signs it, they know they're signing the same kind of agreement everybody else is signing.
And in that, along those lines, how do you anticipate that being done and accomplished going forward?
Well, there's a couple opportunities there. One is obviously we're going to talk some with the folks in Washington about this, and there's a fair amount of appetite to try to deal with this. They've been hearing from a lot of the same people I've been hearing from. But I think it's incumbent on the NCAA to also develop a program that we believe we could implement if the feds can't actually put something together on their own. The only problem with it is if the feds do it, all 50 states comply. If we do it, we have to perhaps nudge some states and their collegiate programs into participating because they may have state laws that don't require that they play.
Chuck, you're shaking your head.
Did he say we're going to ask the politicians to help us? See, that pisses me off already. Our politicians are awful people.
Yes!
As I talked to Clark earlier, because I asked him about y'all conversation, I would ask to go to people who actually care about basketball, not looking at it just themselves. I would put a committee together. I would love for Clark to be on the committee, get some coaches, get some players, and let's try to work this thing out. We can't ask these politicians nothing. Those people are awful people. Democrats
Hell
and Republicans,
yeah!
They're all crooks.
Yeah, get him, Chuck. That's what I'm talking about. I always liked Charles Barkley. I liked him 10 times more after that. You tell him, get these politics. Don't let them dabble and ruin. They ruin everything. Don't let them ruin college basketball and NIL, too. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, the thing is, I mean, when he says a uniform policy, I mean, that is something that is collectively bargained. I mean, now you're getting into, hey, are they employees? You're getting into, Haley Van Lith,
sure,
or
absolutely.
Oscar Shebue can't make this much more than somebody else. And then, I mean, that is what's frustrating about it is we wanted let me go back. Everyone hates Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Well, if you get rid of Roger Goodell, they're just going to get another Roger Goodell.
You replace him with Roger Goodell, exactly.
And that's how I feel here.
Yeah. It's the same.
It's going to be the same because the majority of schools cannot do what Kentucky basketball does. Look at the movement around U of L.
Sure.
Right? The movement the last year and a half, whatever it's been, for NIL and these other schools, it's such a it's taken over now. You guys are trying to get, as Strebel said, the genie back in the bottle, but he didn't quite say that yesterday.
Yeah.
I forget what he said. But I mean, I just, to me, it sounds like, and now this guy, well, let the cake bake, give Charlie Baker some time to get some of his other ideas out there. Fine, that's fair, okay?
Right.
But this is the first thing that he's tackling, and he sounds like Mark Emmer.
Exactly.
And, I mean, I know around here, Louisville football is feeling pretty good about NIL. I know Kenny Payne right now is feeling pretty good. I know John Calipari has felt pretty good. I know, you know, Mark Stoops had to spend months to rally the troops to keep guys like Barry and Brown.
Yeah.
I think someone like Stoops would agree with Charlie Baker. Like, I think the majority, even people at big time institutions,
100%. Like, do what Josh Heupel's doing.
Well, if you know, A&M. There's a level if one guy can make $100,000, and you know, there's different packages, if you will. There's a $10,000, whatever it is. I mean,
sure.
It's socialism.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, like, socialism from Charlie Baker.
Yeah, and I was actually going to go capitalism, socialism, and you when it went there, and rightfully so. It's like, and it. Guys like Mark Stoops and Charlie Baker, I bet, are like, gotta let the free market do what the free market does, guys. Until it comes to this. Then all of a sudden, we can't have capitalism.
Well, everyone's about freedom until the book is not about the thing you want to read.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%, yeah. Right. 100%. Freedom to do what you want to do and make the money you want to make.
Until something that
we
don't like.
You negatively, or you personally don't like it. That's exactly what's going on here with Charlie. And look, the NCAA created the mess that they're in. And to go try to retroactively clean up the mess, and then you all said y'all do what you want, fine, whatever. And Charles Barkley's right. You don't want the federal government coming in and trying, because you know what they're going to want to do? They're going to get their piece. Who are the lobbyists here that's going to influence us to go one way or the other? Who's going to influence the politicians? Because you know they're going to talk with money. When money talks, we have a lobbyist. So where's that lobbyist going to come from? Is it going to be the NCAA lobbyist? What are we going to do here?
Where's the lobbyist coming
from? Yeah, because that's the Shepherdsville.
Coming from Shepherdsville.
They're not going to do what the people want or the people's best for them or it's best for the college kids. They're going to do what the lobbyists tell them to do.
Texas says Issel and Timmy have the same amount of NCAA championships. Texas says, considering how easily and shamelessly you became a Gonzaga supporter after hating them your entire radio career, I can't believe anything you say. A piece of me has died. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. He's got to pivot against me.
I'll have to revive it next year.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be the Gonzaga reporter.
There's no content.
There's
no content. Lou hasn't done anything in weeks now.
Kentucky stunk.
I don't know if Kentucky's even in shambles. I mean, it's bloggers for a stream. I don't know.
We got to do something to generate some conversation. Furman's the one that disappoints me with the Gonzaga thing. I didn't see Justin as like a Gonzaga guy.
He has
guy.
No home.
I don't like either one, but you're
no mad.
You're supporting UConn, so I'm going for Gonzaga.
Well, I know.
Just to spite you. That's it.
I understand. No, that's fair. I'm not mad about it. It is what it is.
You want to hear Stacey Dales maybe like Will Levis? You ready for this?
Yeah, I do.
Are you want to hear this? All right, hang on. Yeah, hang on.
Took care of business here. Get out of here, man. Just kicking a rap sheet out of there.
All right, so hang on. Levis is sitting
That's
down.
That's pretty good right there. Will, nice work today. And you'll have to, Stacey, convey our appreciation to
right,
giving rap sheet the shoe.
Yeah, welcome back into the field house here in Lexington, guys. You just bumped Rap Sheet, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be, he's on you. He's on your tail, man. Yeah. Will Levis, obviously, is dripping from that workout. David Carr, our quarterback. Right. Okay, so you put it on display, right? What let's start off. What did you accomplish here today in showing folks?
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I think just getting every bag, every club in my bag put on display, you know, just all the different types of throws, whether it's short, long, on the run, on a line, with some touch. I think I covered all bases, and I thought I did a pretty good job and had a lot of fun throwing with my receivers.
You look great, man. You know what's funny about the pro day is a lot of times they put you, and Jordan did a good job of putting you in positions that you probably didn't spend a lot of time under center, doing different stuff with your feet. I saw you working through progressions. What was the emphasis on as far as that goes? And then, I know where you were most comfortable. You can see it at 15, 20, 30-yard range. Like, the ball pops out of your hand. It looks like you got a good rhythm there. Like, just kind of walk us through the ideas of the workout.
I think that a lot of the work that I've been doing with Jordan over the past 8 weeks has been just mechanics of movement, opposed to even throwing mechanics. Just moving efficiently and being able to come off a fake or come off a movement or a off-platform throw in a way to put yourself in the best position to deliver the ball in a consistent manner. So a lot of times when I'm missing throws, I'm not doing that.
So our guys back at the studio, they want to know about the flip. I'm trying to explain it to them, like, why you flip the ball. You're trying to find the right grip on the laces. Like, you have a preferred side, or you just do it out of habit?
Just one of the balls was a little slicker today.
Yeah.
And I was just like, at one side where my thumb was like, I don't really like it. So I just flipped it back to the other one. And a couple of ones that were wobbling, like, it just happens. But you try to get the right feel. Right.
You know what else they wanted to know? Will, was the gun show that you put on with the sleeveless wardrobe decision today?
The question
was that, we loved it.
I've only worn sleeveless as my undershirt for unless it's like a really cold game, but that's all I ever do.
Just doing what you've always done.
Huge fan, showed it off. Is it?
Oh, wow!
How about that?
Hey, Stacey Dales! I mean, he's dripping. She's a huge fan.
Huge fan, showed it off. Huge fan, showed it off.
Will, man, this guy, good for him.
Let's do it out of habit. What is
just
it?
Just one of the balls was a little slicker today.
Yeah, he didn't need to be good, Andy. He's already living the life.
Bumped Rap Sheet, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be he's on you. He's on your tail, man. Yeah. Will Levis, obviously, is dripping from that workout. David Carr,
Oh my gosh, Andy.
You put it on display, right? What?
She was in love.
put it on display. Huge fan, showed it off.
Oh, yes.
One of the balls was a little slicker today. One of the balls was a little slicker today.
Yeah. Obviously, he's dripping from that workout. David Carr.
Get David Carr out of here.
Get David Carr out of here.
Stacey Dales is like, shut up, David Carr. Get out. I want to interview him by myself.
Someone said that Levis is too cut. Who's the last cut quarterback? And I hate to say it, but I mean, to me, it was Tebow.
Yeah.
And maybe a little Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. Yeah. Cam Newton was like just a big guy. I don't know if he's as defined as Tebow and Levis. He's just like a big, strong guy. But no, I think Levis and Tebow were the last two with like big time definition.
Levis has prototypical body.
Oh, he does. No, he has the dream body.
He does he not?
No, he's if you're looking like you.
He's got the Ken body.
Yes. He can play. Yes, Ken and Barbie. Like, he can play Ken in a movie. It's the body that some
the majority of men want his body. There's no doubt about
obviously
it.
Obviously, he's different from that workout, David.
I mean, if I had that, my wife would love it. If it came home and I looked like Levis with that body, my gosh.
Yeah, but you might not be living in New Albany. You might be in like Vegas or in L.A. or something like that.
Or Venice, Italy.
You might be in Venice.
He was in Venice. Yeah, he was in Venice with his girl.
They're
on the gondola with the gondolier. Dustin,
you've been on those before, I assume.
We actually didn't get on the gondola, but
really,
how much are they?
Oh, I mean, it's probably like 40-50 euro, I think, to do it. So. I mean, now it's about the same. So 40-50
bucks. What's that American money?
But it was.
What's that American money?
But it was like, I want a George Washington and a Benjamin Franklin. I don't want a
Biden's
European.
America.
It was like more expensive. Like, I was down to do it. My wife was like, nah, I don't really care. It's kind of pointless. We can just watch people going around in the same little circle doing it. So it's not really, there's no really point to do it. They're singing Volare with an accordion. So it's cool.
So the euro and the American dollar are very close to each other.
Really, it was. I don't know if it still is, but it was. I haven't had to check recently.
50 euro equals $53.93. Oh, my God.
So we passed the euro. Like, our buddies were, for a while there, the euro was worth more than the American dollar. So we've actually.
It still is, right? Isn't that what Andy just said? It's 53 U.S. dollars? Or did you say
it's 50? Yeah, it's 53. So I guess it would. Yeah. I didn't think about that. I don't like that. We're supposed to be the best.
We're the best.
This is Biden.
Biden did it.
The agenda.
When we went, the gap was a lot bigger. It was a decent bit more expensive.
It was. Yeah, it was. The gap was because I had a friend of mine. He went to Europe for a little while, and he was, you know, telling me how much, you know, the dollar isn't the same exchange, like, not a good exchange rate over there as it is
a bunch
here.
Of the Alabama fans in town are like, we like these guys.
We like, start talking euros.
Yeah. They won't. We like these guys. They love the American dollar.
They love the American dollar.
The Princeton guys, not so much.
No.
We should have done that when we had nothing going on, just a full hour of just Italian soccer, just to confuse the Alabama fans.
Just to confuse the Alabama fans.
They're riding around like, who the hell?
You know they're laughing at our Will Levis conversation.
Yeah,
Will Levis.
We got Bryce Young.
Will Levis.
We've had two.
Oh, they just have another one. Yeah,
we've had Jalen Hurts. I mean, we've had all these great quarterbacks. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. 437-9680. Let's take a break. On the other end, the mixtape will get you into the weekend, and we'll do it with that. It's a Friday, hanging out with you another half an hour on ESPN 680.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We're going to dive into the mixtape here. Reminder, coming up after us, a little NCAA tournament action.
Yeah.
Over on 93.9 at 9:30, U of L basketball, the women's team against Ole Miss, that pregame, and then 10-10-10, 10-15, 10-20, whenever they tip off there out in Seattle. You got Nick Kern, and he'll lead you through.
Oh, hell
Chrissy
yeah.
Banta, Dave Skull, they got you for the YMCA postgame show. So there we go. We're loaded.
Packed.
We're
ready to go.
Loose City in action tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Actually, 2:45 right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. After that, the NCAA tournament coverage on 93.9, Louisville baseball. We're absolutely loaded as, that's it. We're absolutely loaded.
Yes,
we
are.
Everything. So there we go.
Plenty to go this weekend.
Let's dive into it. Justin, his masterpiece, it's the mixtape on ESPN 680. We have some fun to get you into the weekend.
There's
the music. Let's get the sound popping. Whatever you got, my man, fly away.
This team's going to go make it this a magical run and whatever else. Anybody who makes a run in the NCAA tournament wins something ugly.
I begged on my hands and knees for Calipari just to get out the first weekend. And by God, he's one game away from doing it.
And Oscar was crying up there at the beginning of that. Like, he was crying. There were happy tears, but you could tell that was a huge weight lifted off his shoulder.
Good night to be a cat. Hell yeah.
Guys bought in.
Yeah, I told you we did. Told
Kentucky
you.
By 90 in every game. I gotta be the best fan. I'm the best fan. Look at me. I'm the best fan. I'm not like you. I'm not stupid.
I'm married. I've got three awesome kids. I'm living a great life.
Congrats on having sex three times, Strebel.
Jason is on his little monitor in there.
I enjoy when UK loses. I don't know why I'm upset.
It's because it's March. This is what we do in March.
But we knew this was going to happen.
It doesn't matter. We do know it's going to happen. It doesn't matter. You still, you're a fan. I'm a fan. We still have.
We bought in again. He pulled the magic trick. He pulled the rabbit out of the hat. He got us excited the other night.
He did.
I'm gonna borrow from our guy Blank a little bit here.
Oh, here we go.
This out there. The game was in Greensboro. They're used to another team being there that, you know, things always seem to go their way.
They're trying to get all ready for the Blue Devils. I'm just wondering if maybe they were
anticipating somebody else is going to be playing there, and they're like, oh, crap, we got to fix all the little tiny things that we messed with.
Maybe that's the case. Fair point.
Just channeling a little Blank here, you know,
that is
ACC conspiracy.
It's a lot of Blank.
We got mad and because we couldn't get past the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Hell, I'd take a Sweet 16 right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. We haven't seen one in 4 years, 5 years. Forget a Final Four. How long has it been since we got to the damn Sweet 16?
Oh, you guys. Here we are.
I know, man.
Keep them coming on ESPN.
Pink slip for me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, sure it is.
I get fired in, so I'm sorry.
These guys give their life. These coaches give their life for this thing. And you just nitpick the shit out of them. I mean, good God.
Okay.
They did have a tough...
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, what do you... I had to dump that call. Again, what do you want?
I mean, anybody that sits up here, I'm just going to call them. These callers are idiots.
No, Travis, this is my show.
No.
Bye. No, I'll hang up on your ass. This is my show, big boy. You don't tell me no. No, here's the, you want to know the truth, Travis? You want to come here and defend Cal? You miss the tournament? You go out to St. Peter's the next year, first round? Then you lose to a Kansas State team that you're better than, you should beat? No, he deserves some blame too. I'm not going to let you on here to put a diaper on John Calipari. And you don't tell me no on my show, period. And you get mad about it or whatever, I'll hang up on your ass. I got the button. You don't. I don't want to hear it from you. You call in all year long, and you take runs at people and take runs at callers. I coach basketball at a high level, so if you want to go listen to another show, be my guest. I ain't putting up with it.
There you go, Texter. I just destroyed you.
I know it wasn't a texture, but it seemed fitting.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear it out of Travis anymore.
Nope.
I'm not going to let you on here to put a diaper on John Calipari. I'll hang up on your ass. This is my show, big boy. This is my show, big boy. And I'll get to old ass Ryan here in a minute. Anyway, what was that? Is why are you doing that?
Is he waving you off?
I don't know what he's doing. Well, that's what it says. I don't know why are you laughing? Anyway,
you don't have to dump that. No, we're good.
I don't know what it says. All right, so
nothing.
I pulled a Ron Burgundy. I'll just say that.
Okay, Ron.
I totally pulled her on.
I learned a lesson today.
If it's on the screen, he's going to read it. If it's on the screen, if it's on the teleprompter, Burgundy will read it.
All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Ryan, you're on the show. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Strable?
You know, doing the damn thing here.
I'm very happy for the team and everything. But you know, 2011... They talk about St. Peter's. We almost lost to Princeton in our first
round.
Very true. Brandon Knight bailed us out, had a game-winning shot. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And anything can happen in the tournament. I mean, anything. You never know. But now 30 years ago, Strebel, I would have gotten a wrestling ring with you. But I'm too old now. You and James have done a great job there. I mean, the other guy...
Oh, come on. Ence is a star. Ence was a star that night. Man, that hurts. Keep him coming on ESPN 680.
Oh. If we get Vino and that big boy back at, what's his name, Hugo or whatever his name?
Ugana Anyanso.
You know, or whatever his name. I can't pronounce his name, buddy.
That's okay.
All my folks from the country. I'm a country hick, but I was raised a little.
Let's go ahead and get UK James on the line. What's up, UK James? Nice name. We had the same first name.
Yes, it is. How's everybody doing tonight?
Not great.
Oh, why not?
Why not? This is the gold standard. This is UK basketball, baby. The gold standard.
Yeah, what's standard. What's the Louisville standard?
The gold standard.
No. What's Louisville? You want to call it?
He's in top five. He can't get into the.
All right. UK. UK. James. What's Kenny Payne standard? What's y'all standard?
Gold
y'all want?
Standard.
No. What did you have Louisville being? You're an embarrassment of a basketball program. You can say that all you want. You haven't made the tournament since 2019, big boy. You have nothing to cheer for. Preseason what?
Get out to the Sweet 16.
Where are you? No, where's Louisville? Not the NIT, not the PTA, not the PTO, not the NWO, not the NWA, not the EAEW, nothing. You're nothing. Guess what? Bye, big boy.
He can't do anything.
What's Kenny Payne doing? Answer my question here, big guy. Hey, James, answer my question. What's Kenny Payne doing? You want to take shots at Calipari, Kentucky? What's Kenny Payne doing? What's he done? What's your program done? Program.
You all spending and you
y'all spending $3.5 million for four wins and for Sidney Curry. Bye, bum. Fans calling in. What's John Calipari done? What about the preseason top five? Y'all won four games. Stop it. This isn't a victory lap for you.
Wow.
It's true. It's all true.
Wow. Look at that.
Y'all a joke.
Picasso.
Y'all a joke. To pretend that the players and the coach are the only people that have things invested into this program is not true. I mean, fans take off work, man. They spend hard-earned cash for plane tickets, for hotel rooms, for tickets to the games. I mean, a lot of these people work hourly jobs or earn hourly wages where if they take off work, they don't make money. But they do it because they love the team. And they do it because they want to follow this team and they want to feel good. They want fun.
Oh, man.
Because the world sucks.
Oh.
And there are people out there that the one thing they get joy out of is Kentucky basketball. Maybe not the one thing, but one of the major things. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, no one should criticize John Calipari, the players. Because those players are making six figures now. They're making money. This ain't the same college apparatus that we're used to with the NCAA. Even the last guy on the bench is making five, six figures.
Yes.
And I'm sure those
I don't want to hear that kind of crap. Because other people are invested in it monetarily that maybe can't afford it all the time.
Get out of the way, Ants. Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
Go Cats.
I've come to a conclusion about how Kentucky fans view their program. It's so wildly unrealistic in the modern era that they're never going to be happy. And I think we're set up now for UK basketball fans to just be miserable forever. Because there's no having fun with any of this stuff. Nothing's good enough. And I think they're just going to be miserable forever. I think if they go to the Final Four next year with that roster, they're going to say Cal underachieved. And it's not going to be good enough.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Do you hang Final Four banners, Dan?
No.
And they're all based on titles. They're all based on titles when African Americans weren't allowed to play.
Oh.
There are like three titles up there since integration. But I mean, like half of them are from a time when the game wasn't even integrated. I mean,
wait a second. How many other teams during that time have four championships?
Oh, not many. Not many.
Okay.
Like Kansas.
All right.
No. And this isn't a whataboutism. This is about Kentucky and about what fans think. But it reminds me a lot of Michigan football. They have a miserable fan base. I feel really bad for them. They have one title since the 1960s. One. And they're never happy. In the early 20th century and won a bunch of titles, so they're like, oh, we're the winningest program ever. Yeah, you beat, like, I'm not kidding, like Detroit Tech a bunch of times.
Albion.
And people hold on to these historical records like they matter. And I think that's what Kentucky fans have set themselves up for.
Yeah.
I think they would have fired Tom Izzo in that 8-year stretch.
Well, unless he had a $44 million buyout.
Dan had to be rolling his eyes.
Yeah,
you know he was.
Keep him coming.
Cal reminds me of, Dan, of presidents who get a picture taken on their inauguration day, and then you see them at the next president's inauguration, and they look 100 years older.
Mm-hmm.
Cal kind of looks like that.
I'm like, this man, I know this man's heart isn't healthy. So much for these March coaches that I was railing at. They were kind of petering out there.
I told my son he'll find a way to blow it.
He got us excited the other night.
Most people would like to pull it out.
Not Walls.
Not
no.
Jeff Walls.
You leave him alone.
Under the table, and now it's all out in the open. You can give it.
Yeah.
Louis is bringing it up.
He's not going to wow you with his size.
You got to keep my little stuff in.
You got to give a lot of extension.
It's a very stuff. Long.
It is long.
Long and physical?
I know it is very long, but it's worth checking out. Hard on it as well, right? And so it's a...
The breathing at the
I
end.
I know, it's the best part.
The breathing at the end is better. Oh. Exasperated Louis. That's what they call it, the big one. Yes.
Well, if you go in the room and you see the pipe...
Out jerk the other jerk.
The Bona Kids. Guys just ramming.
Oh.
They want to bump and grind and get physical, and
it hurts.
Bring in your little box and let's see what's in your little box.
It hurts. Let's each touch it for 3 seconds. And we put our fingers on there. 1, 2, and we couldn't even get to 3. It immediately started burning like bejesus. My finger still kind of tingles a little bit. How about you, Coach? Whoa.
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay, though.
Lieberman was experimenting with the dry ice, too? Oh. Lieberman!
Weirdness. Poor Lieberman, man.
He's been dragged down to
the depths. He's been drugged into this. Keep him coming on ESPN 680 105.7. We're spread this out for 3 hours.
They want to bang, and they're going to spread you out.
But how is she? She actually. How does she not become like a massive?
You got me, man. I have no idea.
So I'm squeezing it. I'm like, nothing's coming out. And then, of course, you know what happens? It explodes mm-hmm. everywhere.
Jack's getting off easy.
Can't put it back in. How'd you go through the back door entrance there? The Diener get in?
Yes.
He was on my ass from the jump.
This is a give and take experience here.
I was there when I made all those sounds.
You can get the job done in a very short period of time.
Oh, yes.
Blank has a space in Nashville.
Yes, I do.
With 14 other guys.
Bona injuries.
Bona, Bona. Yeah, Bona. Apparently it was very bad last night and I slept through all of it. Yeah, my wife is very unimpressed with me this morning. That's probably not due to the weather. Whoa. Steve Rummage bought donuts for the office because Kentucky lost a basketball game.
Yeah, oh. See, I don't like that. I don't go there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you celebrate, you stink. Louisville fans, your team stinks.
That's
and
what
so
I'm
you're
about.
Gonna take you're gonna delight in the fact that
yes.
You're, I mean, I get it.
Yes.
You got nothing else to cheer for.
Sure.
You got nothing else sure. to cheer for, but I think that I mean that's about as low as you can.
The lack of
it's why the rivalry is so. It's what it's built on. It's
no
self
awareness. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. So.
I love that. I agree with this on something other than Kentucky basketball. Good job, Dan. As a Louisville fan, I appreciate that.
At times, the only thing the assistants are there is to take his place in front of media. I mean, to me, that looks like their biggest role right now. You know, instead of him facing the media the night before the SEC tournament starts, you know, he sends Brewster out there, Bruiser, or whatever his name is.
Brewster. Brewster. Punky Brewster.
Somebody has to say the king has no clothes.
Oh. It was the first time I fell in love in sports, and it was the happiest I've been at Kentucky as a Kentucky fan in any sport.
Wow.
And Calipari's a close second to that. But when Patino ran stuff. And when I went to middle school and I wore my BBN gear. This is when I fell in love with Kentucky basketball. And it was because of Rick Pitino.
Oh. It was.
Iona coach Rick Pitino watches U.S. Open golf from backyard at Winged Foot. He did. He had bleachers set up.
Yeah, bleachers set up. It was great.
Sitting outdoors in a mask. God, we're so stupid.
Live strong. Live strong. That's it.
I was looking at something else and happened to come across.
Can I guess what you were looking at when you found that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
FoxNews.com.
You got it.
Boom.
You got it. They have it. If you're interested, they have like the top 25 programs in the country. They have one that I didn't have time to get to this morning that I'm going to go read as soon as we get off the air.
Free Trump. Free Trump.
All he is on Fox News. Yeah, Dan.
Always.
Dan.
Sunday morning in church, the sermon was about not getting revenge, but giving grace. And during the entire sermon, all I could think of was Mitch Barnhart.
You were giggling thinking about this show during church, weren't you? There it is. This little Louie ruining Dan's life. There it is.
Where's the
gratitude?
Where's the grace?
Hey, minister, I need some gratitude. But,
yeah, Mitch definitely drew that line in the sand. You can't legislate morality, Louie.
Probably not.
I am God.
Pointer. Was that Lieberman?
That's Lieberman.
Lieberman. Sorry,
not I thought Pointer. That's Lieberman. Pointer for Keep some him reason. Coming on ESPN 680. Yeah, come on.
Texas, an 8-point favorite in that one. Dan, do you have the Cards covering?
8 points?
8 points.
That's a lot of points.
Remember, in the women's tournament, they play
home
sites.
I'm
going
to say no because Jeff hadn't had a chance to watch the men practice this week.
And Jeff Walls, I think you got to see his coaching genius on full display last night. Dialed up a perfect play for Liz Dixon to end the third quarter, hit a baseline jumper to give Louisville a 2-point lead going to the fourth, and then having to burn a couple of timeouts after advancing the ball on an out-of-bounds play late, but after the first timeout, it just ran a perfect play for Haley, who scored and got fouled because they were trying to foul her. Just absolutely genius stuff, as we've kind of come to expect.
That's the good stuff.
That's what
they have an
brings.
Attitude. Oh yeah, all appreciate. Whoa. Like that's the thing that like is really fun to watch. They're totally fine if they're the bad apples of the NCAA tournament. You know what I mean? Like they're totally fine. If you all want to hate them, no problem. We're here for that too.
Some people out there that might not like the way I do things, and I really don't care.
I love how bad that audio sounds. Yeah. That's the best part of it. Keep them coming on ESPN 680.
Dave and Chrissy Skull are going to be up late.
Blank.
St. John's or Louisville in the NCAA tournament quicker?
I like them both be in next year. I mean,
you do?
Yeah. Don't you?
I don't know how far away St. John's has to go. I know how quickly. How far
but you think the 4-28 team is gonna?
Well, go, yeah,
we know how far this one has to go.
You get a point guard, and that's the expectation for Kenny Payne. Last year, my expectation was to be about 500, and in year two, my expectation is to be in the NCAA tournament. He did not reach 500 in the year one, and in year two, I'm not moving that backwards. So if he doesn't make the NCAA tournament again, he'll have failed twice.
It's going to be starting all over again next year. So it's going to be, even though you can say, well, it's his second year, it's his first year.
Justin Cutting.
I'm sorry. And it's, you're making excuses. I'm not making excuses. I deal in reality. The reality is, if you have a year that was a wasted year, a year of zero substance, then you're starting again next year.
I almost hit a barrier when he said that because I was driving in.
I told you.
And Bobby V, he's back, baby. Bobby V is.
I told you. I told you. I knew you'd cut that. Keep them coming. I knew it.
I have concerns. I've kind of made them known that, like, we're going to get a lot of players and we're going to fall short again. I think if you get this many five stars on a roster, you shouldn't miss the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And I have concerns that we will. Now, I'm hopeful that we're a top four seed. I'm hopeful that that is the case, because that would signal that, hey, this hasn't been
top four
a waste
seed.
Of time for our program, that we have been able to build something, kind of weather a storm and move forward and out of it. I'm hopeful that that's true. I have concerns that that's not going to be the case. There's a little recruiting news here on the basketball front. Talked about Rick Pitino and his NIL influence that he will have. It seems that St. John's and Rick Pitino are going to be involved with Carter Bryant, who was down to two schools in Louisville and Arizona.
We'll see what the pockets are like there.
Everybody still going to put on their St. John's gear? Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good point. I wish you could have seen the smirk.
He's coming after the throat, boys.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
In the game.
Yeah.
And he's looking at your list. And he's got a big bag of money to play
with. And he might do one or two just for spite.
Yeah.
Although this guy, everybody would want.
Everybody wants Carter Bryant, of course.
You still going to wear that St. John's gear? That's a really good way to put it. When he's over there chumming it up with Calipari.
Yes!
With Cal. He's taking your players. He's going to win.
Bleep that guy, man.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Whoa!
Scott was just, as someone described it on Twitter once, and I don't know if it was even you. It was probably somebody. Not. But it was like Scott.
Not if it was complete sentences.
Scott was a sensible salad.
Yeah. That's right.
That
yeah.
is the perfect description. Yeah. It was
he
like,
didn't
you know
who said
we had
it.
Some
he
fun.
Did.
There were some good
Is it
times.
Ennis?
It wasn't awesome. I felt like I was on
was
a
that
diet.
Ennis, who had that? Was that? I can't remember who had the sensible salad.
I have to go back. I can find it because it was on Twitter, so I can just literally those two words. It'll come up. But to me, that was like the perfect description, because you kind of felt like you were on a diet. You know, you're like, oh, I'm doing all right. You know,
I'm sensible.
Not awesome.
Nothing
but
fun about
whatever.
It. Whatever. Yeah. Right.
Steady diet of running.
Yeah.
Place.
Nothing wrong with it.
He does Rick come Barnes. Right up. It's Ennis.
He looks like Appalachian Palpatine, you know, from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like if you took Palpatine and then just made him look like he's from Appalachia,
yeah.
That's Rick Barnes.
Good morning, Lewis. How are you?
Lewis.
How are you this morning, my friend?
They also made fun of me for my driveway, Dan, because you enjoy making fun of me because I figured out how to not own a pool or a dog and all these kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I spent $400 in my driveway. What I realized is other people don't have like asphalt driveways that they have to have resurfaced every couple of years. That's what I was talking about, by the way. I don't have like a 3-foot by 6-foot driveway that costs $400, if that's what people were worried about. Right. Apparently there was a fair amount of confusion there, but then, you know, I mean.
No, you've got, I mean.
Stop. We're good. Yeah.
You could open up a used car lot on that driveway. Are you kidding
me? Whoa! It's a locked driveway.
Oh, wow. I bet
Cupcake
it's better.
Yeah.
There's not 5 people right now listening to us.
If you grew up next to a dog track, you were in the hood, baby.
Marquise Noel is a 5'8 kid from Harvard. Or from Harlem, excuse me, Harvard.
Oh, no.
Now, he did get in trouble because he had those twins, the girls on the women's team, had them over for dinner, which I guess is a no-no. I didn't know there was anything. That was a no-no.
The twins for dinner.
Major dude.
Okay. No one swings the stick.
The smiling.
you don't have to make them all, but you can't miss them all.
Thank you, Dan. All right.
Thank you. I don't know.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Hardly Dickinson. duties. Yeah. Duh.
Fast Break Friday, Bob and Jamie and I did a thing. This isn't technically picking your final four because this was before the draw even. And we had a thing, pick four teams
that
you think will win the most games. And you get a point per win and you go from there.
Okay.
Well, of my four teams, I lost two in the first round and another one in the second round.
Has anybody here seen my old friend, the Big Ten?
Take that, DeCourcy. Three more. Keep them coming. Last few before we dive into NCAA tournament action. Go ahead.
Pop the question to Emily. Let's go. I want one more wedding.
You can blame this on Nick and Avery and whoever else is back there. We could have had that perfectly, but I still had to cut it.
Man, no, play it again. It is great. It's too bad. It really
Pop the
is.
Question to Emily. Let's go. I want one more wedding.
Oh, man.
My friends, rooms are in this house with 15
I have no
dudes.
Idea. I have no
I think
idea.
You should get a hotel. You're a grown man.
I've already talked to Ashley about that. If I show up in the because I'm getting there at like
I don't think you need permission to when you're on a group of 15 guys to go get your own hotel room.
No, but I want to see what the situation is first. If I show
you
up.
You just showed me the situation.
No, but if I show up and the bed situation is, hey, you're sharing a bed, I'm like, I'm going to go to the nearest hotel here and get a hotel room, and I'll be back. I don't need any permission from Ashley to do that. We've already discussed it.
Okay.
It's already been discussed.
I would. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not getting in a bed with another man. It will not happen.
Why not?
All right, last one. Let's fire it away. Let's go.
Women make all the buying decisions. That's the dumbest thing I hear in advertising.
Yes.
See, like, we're just sitting around going, oh, no, yeah, go and spend 10 grand out on furniture. I don't even have an opinion.
Right.
We're not dopes. We have opinions. But by the way, the people trying to get in the squares pools that are saying, my wife is sending you the money, you're making us look bad.
Yeah, dude. Don't do that.
You are making us look bad. Get your own Venmo. Figure it out. If you got to get a PayPal, do that. My wife sent you the money. I'll let you in, but don't ever tell me that again. And you're making us look bad. I don't know how to use a Venmo. I don't know how to send it. My wife had to send you the money. What?
This is you.
You are part of the problem that Madison Avenue makes advertising and movies. It makes it look like, well, I don't know. I just sit here and watch football. I wouldn't know what to do. Should we spend that on furniture? I don't even get a say. She just goes out and spends like, you know, you're a grown ass man. I act like it. Having your wife Venmo you for the NCAA Squares gambling pool is the least manly thing you can do. It's worse than sitting in a Taylor Swift Airbnb. You know, I mean, it's just man card revoked if you have to have your spouse send you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not capable of opening up your own Venmo. You're part of the problem, man.
That's right.
Killing us over here. Killing us.
Oh, good stuff. All right, let's get out of here. Take us to break. Justin, NCAA tournament next. The women over on 93.9 The Ville at 9:30. Everyone have a good weekend.